When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
You're listening to the Bet 1520 WWKB Buffalo. Always live on the free Odyssey app and Odyssey Sports Station.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they all love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk, it's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Sports Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Monday morning, the whiff of championships in the air. And we will get to all the big stories, including the Stanley Cup playoffs are over. And the Carolina Hurricanes are world champions. We will credit Rod Brind'Amour, and we will credit this Carolina Hurricanes organization next hour on the show. Also, the World Cup is underway. Did you watch the United States take it to Paraguay on Friday night? I'm watching that game. I've been watching the United States. I remember United States in the 1990 World Cup. But hell, I've been watching religiously since 1994, and I can never remember the United States men's national team playing as well as it did on Friday night. We will talk about that and the rest of the comings and goings at the World Cup as we move along. All our bets for today and for tonight in the final hour, the power hour of the show. The phone number, 310-840-4910. We are on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheKostos, and you can find me, Nick Kostos, on all social media platforms, at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially start the magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet, Kenny Henderson, with this.
Wemby tries a three, puts it up, off the mark, Ananobi the rebound, it's over! Nick fans, this is not a dream! Your long, long wait has ended! Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
The New York Knicks. My New York Knicks. World champions. The great Mike Breen on the call Saturday night on ABC and ESPN. Surreal. Never thought it would happen. Even though, I think sports fans can understand what I'm about to say. I thought when the Spurs beat the Thunder in Game 7 of the Western Conference Final, I thought the Knicks were going to win the championship. I said so on the show prior to the NBA Finals starting. I liked the Knicks. Obviously, when they won Game 4 in the fashion they wanted to go up 3-1, I felt like the Knicks were going to win the championship. I thought the Knicks were going to win Game 5. I bet the Knicks to win Game 5. I thought it was going to happen. And even though I thought it was going to happen, I also never thought it would happen. And sports fans are funny like that, right? Conditioned to believe that something is never going to happen, and you are utterly convinced that it's never going to happen. So until the clocks hit zero and it's actually over and you can actually say we are champions, it is really, really tough and almost impossible to believe. And how sweet it is. How sweet it is for this lifelong fan of the New York Knicks. And I will break down everything that happened with the San Antonio Spurs. We will talk in full about Jalen Brunson's epic Game 5 and why he is New York's Michael Jordan. And I understand that's high praise, but it's true. We'll talk about the game. We'll spin it all forward. But I want to start, have to start, with the fan perspective. This show is by huge sports fans, fronted by yours truly, obviously, for huge sports fans. You, the person that's watching, you, the person that's listening. So you love sports. You will understand what I'm about to say. Empathize with what I'm about to say. Really be simpatico with me, because you know that it's true. In life, and I met my wife a little later in life, not super late, but I met my wife when I'm in my mid to late 30s. I don't get married until I'm 40. I don't have a kid until I'm almost 41. There are times in my life, speaking personally, right? Maybe it's the same for you, maybe it's not. But you know, you wonder at a point, am I going to find the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with? We all experience heartbreak along the way in life, an inevitable part of life. But once you meet that person, the person that you love and loves you, and things are going great and moving in that direction, it immediately renders everything that's come before it inconsequential. It doesn't matter anymore. Sports are a lot like life in that way. I've been watching the Knicks since 1990, and have experienced from a sports perspective as much heartbreak as you could possibly imagine. And I know that the Knicks fans are not alone. A lot of sports fans experience heartbreak, more heartbreak than the Knicks have, and I understand that. But the Knicks, over the course of the 36 years that I've been watching them, have produced their fair share of kicks to the nether region. And I think back to all of them. And as the seconds are ticking off the clock on Saturday night, I can't help but think about these things, to think about 1992. And what's funny about 1992 is if I were the age I'm at now in 1992, scary thought, life goes way too fast, I probably would have known that the Bulls were going to stuff the Knicks into a locker in that Game 7 in Chicago. But I'll tell you what. At 8 years old, almost 9 years old, I thought the Knicks were going into Chicago and beating the Bulls in that game. And of course, they got blown out. And I was absolutely devastated. 93, Charles Smith, million shots under the basket. Knicks were the one seed in 93, not the Bulls. Won the first two at the Garden, then the Bulls won the next four. Just miserable. Stuffed in a locker again by Michael Jordan. 94, up 3-2 in the finals, going back to the Summit. Losing Game 6, Hakeem blocks John Starks at the very end of the game. Starks going for the win. And then obviously what happened in Game 7, Starks 2-for-18. Hakeem outclasses Ewing, and the Rockets win the championship, and we, the Knicks, are denied. 95, Patrick Ewing's finger roll against the Indiana Pacers in Game 7. I sobbed after that game. That, I think, is the worst loss for me as a Knicks fan. Was not even 94 Game 7 against the Rockets, 95 Game 7 against the Indiana Pacers. The suspensions against the Miami Heat. Losing to the Spurs, and we got them back, baby. Losing to the Spurs in 99. The losses to Reggie. How about the loss to the Toronto Raptors? Isaiah Thomas. Phil Jackson. All the failed draft picks, all the swing and miss trade, the golden sombrero trades, 0-for-4, 4 strikeouts, essentially. Roy Hibbert and Carmelo Anthony, Jimmy Butler, Tyrese Halliburton, all the choking signs, all the Knicks losses. They don't matter anymore. Because the New York Knicks are world champions. I have goosebumps. Sports has this unbelievable ability to break chains, to free you of past pain, misery, and torment. All it takes is a championship. Now, obviously, in life, there are things that matter way more than sports. Obviously, right? Like, if you told me, for instance, that my daughter would be happy and healthy for the duration of her life, but none of my teams would ever win another game, I would sign up for it in blood. So there are things that matter more than sports. But outside of those things, like your family, for me at least, I'm guessing the same for you, family, friends, this is what matters the most to a lot of us. And it's what certainly matters the most to me in my life, outside of the health and happiness of my loved ones and my own personal health and happiness. And a lot of that throughout my life has had a lot to do with whether my favorite sports teams are good or bad, whether they're winning or not. So this means everything to me, and it obviously means everything to fans of the New York Knicks. And when your team wins, like the Knicks won, it fills you with, for me at least, just an extreme amount of pride to be from where I am. In my instance, to be from New York, to be from New York City. And I take an extra bit of satisfaction knowing that the worst people on the planet, when you think of true evil that walks this earth, there is no darker subset of what happens in life and in culture. There are no more evil people than the kids in New York that grew up in the 90s rooting for Michael Jordan and the Bulls instead of the Knicks. Glad you got those titles then. How do you like us now? You're not welcome back on the bandwagon. You stay there in Chicago with your loser basketball team since Michael retired. And yeah, am I still bitter about the 90s? Oh, I guess I still am. I guess some wounds will never fully heal. It's unbelievable, man. It's unreal. And this was, for me at least, as a sports fan, and I think we all have multiple teams that we root for, right? You know, I'm a Giants fan, and I'm a Yankees fan, and I'm a Knicks fan. To a lesser extent, I'm a New York Rangers fan. This was the last mountain that I needed to summit as a sports fan. And I understand that I am fantastically lucky as a sports fan, even as a New York sports fan, where this could easily, like my grandfather grew up in the Bronx. So we are Yankees fans and we are Giants fans. There are a ton, and there's nothing wrong with them, it just kind of sucks for them, right? There are New Yorkers that are Mets and Jets fans, or Islander fans who haven't seen any of their teams win a championship outside now of the New York Knicks. So I understand. I'm exceptionally lucky. I've now seen my favorite basketball team win a championship. I've seen my favorite football team, the Giants. I've been alive for all 4 Super Bowls, but I'm really cognizant for 3 of them. I've seen the Yankees win 5 World Series, including beating the Mets in 2000. Great stuff. I watched the Rangers win a Stanley Cup in 1994. Wish it had been the Knicks, but you know what? Again, all good, because the Knicks just got it done this weekend. And in a moment like this, it really, on a human level, puts some things in perspective for me. And there are 2 things that I'm going to say right now that I think might surprise some people. Because yes, like, there is delirium and there is ecstasy, and it is a tremendously positive feeling. It feels awesome to root for a team that just won a championship. There are 2 feelings, though, I think that might surprise people. And I think sports fans of a certain age will be able to empathize with both of them. The first one is, what now as a sports fan? And that doesn't mean that I'm not in the moment enjoying this, because I am. But now I think about what's to come in the next couple of years, even like this October for the Yankees. You know, I'm at game one of the Eastern Conference Final, Knicks and the Cavs. And I'm saying in my head, as the Knicks start to come back in that game in the fourth quarter, I don't care what happens with any of my teams the rest of the year. Can the Knicks just win? Forget about win the finals. Can they come back and win this game? And they did. And they just won the championship for the first time in my lifetime. So, like, let's say the Yankees completely fall on their face in September and miss the playoffs. Am I supposed to be upset as a sports fan? The Knicks just won. Am I supposed to be upset if the Giants fall on their face and go 4-13, go 5-12? Jackson Dart's not the guy. Questions about John Harbaugh. Am I supposed to be upset? How can I be upset about anything that happens now? If the Rangers suck, hell, if the Knicks suck next year, who cares? Who cares? I don't. I mean that. I can't go back on what I said. I would have traded, and just like, you know, when the Giants beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 42, if you had told me before that game, the Giants will win this game, beat the 18-0 Patriots, but none of your teams will ever win another championship, I would have run over women and children like a stanza to sign it. So this, everything that's happened since then is really gravy for me, because the Giants are my favorite team. And now I'm supposed to be upset if my teams are bad? It's a little bit of a funky feeling, right? Because you get to the top of the mountain, and then you're on top, and you're looking around, and you're on top. That's it. There's nowhere else to go. And yes, they could win another championship, and it would be glorious, but we all wanted one. We all wanted this one. And yes, it's true. To quote the legendary Ric Flair, if you want to walk around this world and tell everybody that's your number one, the only way that you get to stay number one is to be number one. So yeah, Knicks don't win the championship next year, they're not going to be number one. And I don't care. Because right now, we're number one. So it's an interesting wave of emotions that hits you as a sports fan in moments like this. The second thing, and I texted Bill last night, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, who's been doing this for as long as I have in sports media. And it's like, you know, I have a couple like bittersweet-ish feelings about this. Is it kind of lame to lead the show with it from a fan perspective? And Bill was like, no, like you need to be authentic. People will understand where you're coming from. The second thing that I would say, and this is Nick Costos, comma, sports fan, talking to you, comma, sports fan. And do you kind of share this experience? When the Giants won Super Bowl 42 on February 3rd, 2008, I was 24 years old. And that, I think about how I felt on that run from the Giants and juxtapose it with how I felt this run with the Knicks. And at that point in my life, I'm just out of college. I've begun my career, but like I'm not taking it as seriously probably at that point. I'm just trying to be really honest with everybody. Probably didn't take it as seriously as I should have at the time, and certainly not as serious as I take it now. No girlfriends, no real responsibilities. That run was the most important thing in my life. And if you had asked me at any point prior to that Super Bowl, what's the one thing you most want to happen in your life? Like you could have told me, like, hey, Jennifer Lopez wants to sleep with you. Here's $1 million. Or the Giants can beat the undefeated Patriots in the Super Bowl and beat Dallas on the way there and then win in overtime at Lambeau in the NFC Championship game to get there. I would have chosen the Giants. I'm being honest, right? You might think that's pathetic. It's my truth. That's where I was at that point in my life. Before a wife, before a kid, before, you know, the responsibilities that come with that, with providing for a family, with being a little older. And this Knicks win has kind of, in a warped way, made me more aware of my mortality. Because sports fandom is almost like, it's not a young man or a young woman's thing, because I'm in ecstasy that the Knicks won. I absolutely, my heart's beating out of my chest. But you realize in these moments, like, it's not, it can't be the same. It can't. As when you're younger. It just can't. It can't. Because there's other things going on that occupy so much space in your brain. The pie chart of you as a human being. In 2007, the Giants are like 99% of the pie chart for me. And you think that's pathetic? I got news for you. You're right. It is, to think about in retrospect. But that's the truth. So now, on this Monday morning, Do I wish the Knicks had lost? So, like, and then lose game 6 and lose game 7 so we continue the chase? Hell no. No. I needed them to win. I'm thrilled that they won. You're on cloud 9. As a human being in moments like this, you love it. But as a sports fan, you wonder, okay, like, now what? Does this mean now? For the next 5 or 10 years? Seriously. Like, if you're a Jets fan, if you're a Browns fan, you're a Sacramento Kings, you're the fan of a tortured, you're a tortured fan. You're a Minnesota sports fan. You haven't won since beating the Braves in 91. You're a tortured sports fan. Your team wins, and you're supposed to still feel tortured after that? Guess what? I'm not tortured anymore. You go from literally the torture chamber to the penthouse. I have women basically fanning me and feeding me grapes, pouring me a glass of wine. I'm a world champion. Now what? Now what? As a sports fan. Does it mean, again, I'm not going to root like hell for the Yankees this October? Of course not. I want the Yankees to win. Root for the Giants this fall. Of course I'm going to root for the Giants. And of course I'm going to root for the Rangers. And you know damn well I'm dying for my Knicks to go back-to-back. But if none of it happens, the Yankees stink, the Giants stink, the Rangers stink, if the Knicks stink, does it really matter? I would argue it doesn't, because the New York Knicks are world effing champions. That is the fan perspective on the Knicks winning the NBA championship. On the other side, let's talk about the game and let's talk about the run that this team went on and why some of you have proven to be, and I actually mean this as a compliment, generational haters. I actually think you deserve credit, not scorn. We'll get into all of it and why Jalen Brunson is New York Michael Jordan. Next, on a Monday, You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM, with yours truly, world champion sports fan, Nick Kostos.
The Hurricanes are Stanley Cup champions. For the second time in franchise history, Lord Stanley's Cup will call Carolina home. Congrats, Canes fans. Westwood One Sports.
Andy Ortiz. When I lost my mom, she was only 46. And I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. It's all online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.